Hey there, welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimek. I bet you thought I forgot about you. I have to apologize. Doing the show a little bit late this week. Typically, I load the podcast up every Friday, but I like to come up with some elaborate excuse, but you know the deal. I have to tell you the truth. I totally forgot about the program. I was tied up with my morning show, and I had some things to do around the house. You know, this is a busy time of year. I'm sure you're feeling it too. So we're sitting around last night. My family, my wife Eileen, my daughters Mary Elizabeth, and myself, we're praying our rosary. We're praying our St. Andrew Novena. We do that. We usually combine that with the rosary. And somewhere in the middle of it, I realized, oh no, I didn't do my podcast. And at that point, I was so tired, I thought, I'm going to do you a favor and give it to you today rather than last night. I'm wide awake today. It's going to be a much better show than had I done it last night. I apologize that. I thank you for your understanding, and I'm glad that we have the flexibility to be able to do this. But I really wanted to make sure that we had a show because this Sunday is the fourth Sunday of Advent. Next Sunday, and we're going to get the maximum benefit from the last week of Advent. Sometimes we only have a few days. Well, we've got the full period of time because Christmas Day will be next Sunday. So we've got a full week for the fourth week of Advent. This is the most time that we could ever have for the Advent season, which is a good thing. Gives us that chance to really make sure that we get closer to our Lord in the Advent season, right? We've got extra time, so there's no excuse. Now, God willing, as long as I can swing it, I plan to do a show next Friday as well. So we'll look at the Mass readings for Christmas Day next Friday. So I'm not going to wish you a Merry Christmas yet because I hope to see you before Christmas. I want to thank you for continuing to remember about this show. Sometimes it's tough trying to balance all the things I'm doing with traveling and doing the morning show and doing this show. But this show on Blog Talk Radio means a lot to me. You've been with me for a long time. We're in our sixth year of doing the program, and it really means a lot to me to have you with me. I don't want to give this up, and in fact, as I've said on the show before, my ultimate goal, once I settle into a groove with the morning show and my travels, my ultimate goal is to expand this again to do more than one podcast a week. But we're going to have to see how that goes, and I just ask you to be patient with me, and remember that in order to keep this show free of charge and in order to keep my ministry going, I am still dependent upon your donations. So first thing I want to do is say thank you for all of the financial donations and prayers that you've sent my way throughout the years. It means a lot to me, and I'm really grateful. And the second thing I want to say is I would continue to ask for your donations in order for me to go forward. I know it could be a stretch this time of year, and every ministry hurts in the summertime and during the Christmas season. Why? Because people are either on vacation, which is what happens in the summer, or people are strapped for money. So I realize it's a bit of a stretch, but if you're able to help continue my work, I would be grateful. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com and making a secure donation through PayPal. Please also don't forget about the Amazon link on my website, as well as the Mystic Monk link. So if you want to get yourself some good coffee or some good books, when you do it from my website, followingthetruth.com, that results in a little bit of an extra profit for me. So again, thank you. I can't say that enough. I really appreciate your generosity. It's because of you that I've survived all of these years in full-time ministry. I first began in January of 2012. This January the 6th will mark 5 years full-time working for the Lord. The radio gig is something, an unexpected blessing that came up, the Holy Spirit radio show. That helps to supplement what I'm doing. But I can't tell you enough just how grateful I am for your support. And you are the reason I'm here. I would not have survived. So thank you so much. And I want to be here for as long as I can. And my goal, I mean, you know me if you listen to the show. I'm not a scripture scholar. I read the Bible every day. I do a good amount of religious reading. I pray. I go to Mass. I keep it. I'm a pretty simple guy. I mean, you figure that out by now. You don't need to be a genius to love Jesus or to get to know him. And that's what you need to remember. You're probably smarter than I am. I mean, there's a good chance that's the case. So if a guy like me can get to know Jesus and be able to read the Bible and get something out of it every day, then you can as well. And that's the thing. That's why I try to be transparent about my inadequacies, because I got a lot of them. I got a lot of shortcomings. But we can all, the Lord can meet us in any, in many different places. He's going to meet us where we are. And the biggest mistake that you and me could make is when we start to think that we're not smart enough to get to know Jesus or to understand the Catholic faith. You are smart enough. We're all smart enough. We're as smart as we need to be in order to get to know the Lord and in order to learn more about His Catholic Church. So you have to believe that. That's so important, because a lot of times we get overwhelmed and we'll hear a speaker or we'll turn on TV or listen to the radio and say, wow, that guy's a lot smarter than I am. I don't get him at all. Well, there are a lot of people that I don't get as well. That's okay. Don't give up. Keep talking to Jesus. Keep telling Him you want to get to know Him. And you know me about my stories, my battles with anxiety. This is something I fought for a long time. When I got to know Jesus better, when I got to know Jesus better, and it's an ongoing process, my anxiety level decreased dramatically. And the reason is because He is a real person. When you start to get to know Him, when you start to get that grace flowing from the Eucharist, from confession, this is real grace that comes through the sacraments. When you pray for an increased faith, when you hear Him speak through sacred scripture, what happens? You start to feel more peaceful. You might not always feel peaceful, but there will be times that you will feel, hey, I don't know why, but I just got the feeling everything's going to be okay. That's because you're spending time with Jesus. Keep doing it, and you will see tremendous results in your life. It's a gradual process. It doesn't necessarily happen overnight, but keep at it. And during the Advent season, what we're trying to do is get a little bit closer to Him. Get more close to Him than when we started Advent, right? So when Christmas Day comes, you will hopefully be more close to Jesus than when Advent started. What do you do if you're in a position now? We're heading into the fourth week of Advent, and you've done nothing, but you just happened to listen to the show. Relax. Praise God. You're here. You realize that there's a need, and it's not too late. I want you to think of the good thief hanging on the cross alongside Jesus. It wasn't too late for him. And if it wasn't too late for him, it's not too late for you. We've got several days left in Advent. Let's make the most of them. And we'll start by looking at the Mass readings for the fourth and final Sunday of Advent, the last Sunday before Christmas. So the Church is going to give us a special message today, and we'll look at those throughout the half hour. Before we begin with prayer, I want you to remember that you can get in touch with me by emailing me at gary@followingthetruth.com, gary@followingthetruth.com. You can also visit my website, followingthetruth.com, and contact me through the website. If you're interested in bringing me into your parish or to your conference to speak, now is the time to do it for 2017. I've already got, I think, 15 or 16 dates on the books already. I've got one for 2018 that I just booked. It's not too early. Let's see if we can set this up, because I want to bring the message to your parish. I can either do a parish mission, a one-time talk, a one-hour talk, a day-long retreat, half-a-day retreat. We could tailor the message to suit your needs and the needs of your parishioners. So gary@followingthetruth.com is the place to get in touch with me. If you want to see samples of my work, I have several video samples at followingthetruth.com. Got a feeling 2017 is going to be a good year, and I hope you and I get to meet in person if we haven't already done so. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us another day. Thank you for all of the blessings that you bestow on us each day of our lives. We especially thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. And during this Advent season, we ask you, Father, to help us to get to know Jesus and to ultimately get to know you better with the help of the Holy Spirit over the final few days of Advent. We ask you to help those who are struggling with anxiety today. We ask you to heal the sick, to comfort the lonely, to help anyone who is battling any sort of addiction. We ask you, Father, to help those who are homeless, those who are homebound. We ask you to come to the assistance of anyone struggling with religious persecution or dealing with some sort of a weather-related problem. I ask you to speak through me during the remainder of this show. Speak through me. Send your Holy Spirit to give me the words so that I may be able to share them with everyone listening. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask you to accept our own personal intentions, needs, whatever they may be. We thank you, Father. We love you. We ask you to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you to increase vocations. We ask you to put an end to abortion. And we lift up all of our elected officials. We ask you to work with them, to soften their hearts and enable them to follow your law in all of their work. We ask for all these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, ready to get started? You know, I'm going to do something I don't typically do because this is really good. And I didn't mention this, by the way. I realized I didn't mention this, but you've probably noticed that during Advent, the Gloria is not said. And one of the reasons that it's not said is because we await. We're basically awaiting the coming of Jesus. That's what's happening during the Advent season. There's that sense of longing. Something needs to be missing. And that's why the church helps us by not praying the Gloria, because then on Christmas Day, when we sing the Gloria, it's a big deal. And that's one of the reasons we don't sing or pray the Gloria during the Advent season. The entrance antiphon, I don't typically read this, but I want to read it because this is all part of setting the tone, because this is the last Sunday of Advent. For people who don't go to daily Mass, which is the vast majority of Catholics, this is the last set of readings that they will hear before Christmas Day. So we've got to really make sure we're ready and we're anxious. You know, that's anxiety. I use that word in a negative sense, typically, but there's a certain anticipation. Anxiety is probably not the right choice of words. If we say, like, I'm anxious to go to this party, I'm anxious to go to the concert, I'm anxious for this sporting event. But a more appropriate word, I guess, would be anticipate. I anticipate. Well, that sounds a little stiff, doesn't it? But you get the point. So we anticipate the coming of Jesus. We look forward to welcoming him more deeply into our lives. That's where we're going with these readings. The entrance antiphon, which you may or may not hear if you have a song. Generally, the entrance antiphon is not read. Drop down dew from above, you heavens, and let the clouds rain down the just one. Let the earth be opened and bring forth a Savior. And that's from Isaiah 45:8. Drop down the dew from above, you heavens, and let the clouds rain down the just one. Let the earth be opened and bring forth a Savior. Now, we all know that Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. That was a historical event. We get that. And I think that's one of the big sources of confusion with Advent. Why do I need to welcome him? Why do I need to anticipate? He's already here. Well, we need to welcome him more deeply into our own lives. He's got to become present to us more fully at this point in time. And that's what we want to really do every Advent. We want to do that every day, but Advent gives us that time to really work on it, that anticipation of Jesus. Very famous reading for the first reading. Once again, we go to the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 10 through 14. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God? Therefore the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." That's what's going to happen. Well, that's what did happen 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born. And this is a prophecy talking about the Messiah. And at the time, if you go back thousands of years ago when the prophet Isaiah was first proclaiming this message, the people knew. They had the information. The information was, here's how the Savior will come. Here's how Emmanuel will come. He will be born of a virgin. The virgin will conceive and bear a son. This is the Savior. This is the Messiah. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone accepted Jesus. That's not true. That's not true. Some people rejected him. Here's where this is important for you and for me. We need to accept Jesus into our lives. We need to accept Jesus into our lives. Are we willing to say, Jesus Christ, you are in charge of my life. I turn my life over to you. Only you can do that. Jesus is going to come. He's going to make himself available in your life. He's there. He's already there. But it's up to you and to me as to whether we want to accept that offer. But this is the offer. It's on the table. You're listening to the show for a reason. I don't believe in accidents. Accidents don't happen. We use the word coincidence too often. You're listening to this show for a reason. So I believe the Lord wants you to hear what I have to say. Otherwise, I wouldn't do the show. The offer is for you today. Will you accept Jesus? Are you ready to accept him, to welcome him into your life? I don't care how close you are to him. You can always get a little bit closer. The Psalm 24. Picture this in your own life. Picture this prayer, Psalm 24. In your own life, let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Let him enter into me, into my life. I want to give him control. I'm sick of worrying. I'm sick of trying to do everything by myself. Lord Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I give you control over my life. And don't forget this part. Please help me. Ask for that help, because otherwise you're going to take the offer back. The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, for the world and those who dwell in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? One whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. Now, since I'm doing this show on Saturday today, hopefully you're going to hear this earlier in the day, and I want you to remember something. You've got the opportunity today, hopefully. Most churches are really opening the doors today and hearing, having confessions, extra hours for confessions. Maybe you'll, I don't know, a lot of them aren't going to do it next week because of all the prep work that's going to be necessary for Christmas Day. But you've got the chance to clean up some of the junk in your life right now, to get rid of some of the baggage. I'll be going to confession later. My family will go. I'm going to strongly encourage you. I want to nudge you a little bit to go to confession. Don't carry around this guilt. A lot of us carry around guilt that's needless. And we need the grace. See, here's the other thing. We're trying to become better people, and we fail. Why do we fail so often? We fail so often because we don't ask for help. And this is one of the messages that Jesus told St. Faustina. He said, you fall so much because you're not asking for my help. So if you're trying to overcome your sinfulness, your favorite sins on your own, and you're not asking the Lord for the grace to help you, no wonder you're failing. When you go to confession, when you receive the sacrament of confession, not only do you have the opportunity to be forgiven for your sins, but you also get the sacramental grace, unique to the sacrament of penance, to help you avoid these sins in the future. It really is a no-brainer. So please, if you want to give yourself an early Christmas present and give the Lord a Christmas present, go to confession today. Go into the last week of Advent with a clean slate, filled up with plenty of grace, so that you can benefit the most from the remaining days of Advent. The second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. The gospel about his son descended from David according to the flesh, but established as the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness through resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name, among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. There are a lot of messages in this gospel, in this reading from St. Paul to the Romans, but I want to highlight a couple of things. Number one, if you ever have any doubt that Paul is an apostle, he was not one of the original 12, But Paul, in his own words, states that he was called to be an apostle, a follower, someone to proclaim the good news. This came about on the road to Damascus. In Acts of the Apostles, he talks about it three times. It's three times Luke talks about it in the Acts of the Apostles. The first occurrence is in Acts chapter 9 when Paul encounters Jesus on the road to Damascus. Was he looking for him? Nope. He was looking to persecute Christians. And he encountered Jesus. He met Jesus for the first time, and that's where he was given the initial call. Jesus chose Paul to go out there and share the good news. He was to become the apostle to the Gentiles. But then, and I think the reason the church includes this in the reading is because there's a message that Paul says that Jesus was descended from David according to the flesh. And this is what we think about when we focus on the incarnation of Jesus, on the Word becoming flesh at Christmas time, but established as Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness. Through him, we have all received the grace of apostleship. So here's the deal. We recognize here that Jesus was promised through the prophets. Paul also mentions that in the Holy Scriptures. And he was descended from David, also promised by the prophets. So the Lord really made known what we should be, what the people should be looking for when the Savior was born. But unfortunately, again, a lot of people missed it. Some caught on to it, but I would say the same challenge applies for us. When we read the Scriptures, are we really listening? Are we really open to hearing what the Lord is saying to us through the Bible? Or do we just listen and let it go in one ear and out the other? Maybe that's something we can all work on. Because the Savior was promised. It was written in the Scriptures. The details was written in the Scriptures, but a lot of people missed it. They were so focused on the fact that he was coming from Bethlehem, as was foretold in the Scriptures, that the fact that Jesus was from Nazareth disqualified him in a lot of people's eyes. They were ignoring the fact that he was born in Bethlehem. Again, the Scriptures were right, but they looked at him as a Nazarene and said, no, this guy, he's from Galilee, Nazareth, forget it. He can't be the guy, but he was the guy. Don't make that mistake. Finally, the gospel. We go to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 18 through 24. And again, remember, this is the last Sunday, the last set of Sunday readings before Christmas. So the church wants to make sure we've got our eyes focused, looking forward, understanding that, get ready, this is about to happen very soon. Are you ready? And you know what that does. That gives you a sense of urgency. Because otherwise, if we think, I've got plenty of time, we're going to procrastinate. That's what we do as humans. But if we know that this is very soon, this event is happening very soon, and also, here's something you need to remember too, none of us know if we'll be here tomorrow. You know, and I talk about this a lot, and I always say I'm not trying to bring you down, and I'm not. I'm just trying to light a little bit of a fire under you to make sure you don't get lazy like I tend to do and recognize that you could go to sleep tonight and wake up at your judgment shortly after. You don't know. We don't know when we're going to be called to be judged. Let's be ready. Why wouldn't it? It makes perfect sense that we would be ready, doesn't it? Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 18 through 24. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. Now, we obviously see a connection between this gospel and that first reading, because Isaiah 7:14 is where we hear that the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which as St. Matthew tells us, means God is with us. So there's that tie-in. The birth of Jesus tied directly to that prophecy in Isaiah 7:14. There's something else I want to look at here in the remaining couple of minutes that we have. Joseph. Joseph was a righteous man. We don't know much about Joseph. We know that he was righteous. There was never a recorded word of his in sacred scripture. So we really don't, we don't know very much about Joseph. But yet, in a way, we know all that we need to know. Joseph was very confused. And I'm sure you can relate to being confused, not to this level, but you've got things going on in your life. Sometimes you don't understand why things are happening, what God wants you to do, why he's letting you go through something. What did Joseph do? Joseph was, he was willing to listen to the angel who appeared to him in a dream. Again, it goes back to that thing, how open are we to listening to God speak in our life? We just heard him speak very clearly through the sacred scriptures. A lot of times you'll question, if you get a thought, if you get a feeling, is this really God or is this me? Or is it the evil one? We don't know. We never know for sure. But when we read the scriptures, we can be sure that God is speaking to us. Now, we can misinterpret his message. That's a definite possibility. We can misinterpret his message, but we know that he is speaking to us. So are you open to whatever he has to say? What was he saying to you during these readings today? You might want to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Always good to ask the Holy Spirit to help when you read scripture. And then say, all right, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. Take that thought into Mass on Sunday. We read the readings. The reason I like to do this is kind of to prep you a little bit, to get you ready so that when you hear them again in Mass, it won't be the first time you heard them. How is the Lord speaking to you? Because I guarantee you, he is speaking directly to you in each one of these readings that we heard today. What is he saying directly to you? Pray for the grace, not only to be open to that message, but to go ahead and do whatever you feel he's telling you to do. Joseph took a risk. Joseph played a huge role in ensuring that the Savior was protected, because Herod wanted to kill Jesus. But in his providence, God put Joseph in the right place at the right time so that the Savior would live in order to redeem you and me. Isn't that an amazing story? But just look at what Joseph went through. Try to put yourself in his place if you can, and realize that, man, he took quite a risk there, but he was willing to listen to God's voice and do what had to be done. Okay, so we got a lot to think about in these readings. And again, if you have questions at all, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Please remember to check out my website, followingthetruth.com. If you would be kind enough to make a little donation, I would be very grateful, in order that I can keep doing this, keep these podcasts free of charge, maybe even be able to do more of them as time permits. Also, don't forget to listen to Spirit in the Morning every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Holy Spirit Radio. If you forget how to get there, you can always just go to followingthetruth.com, click on the banner. It'll take you to the Spirit in the Morning page, and then you will be able to listen directly online from holyspiritradio.org, or you can listen online at TuneIn Radio. So a lot of different ways to check out the show. We've got some good guests coming up this week, including none other than Father Larry Richards will be with us on Thursday. So I hope you're able to listen to that show. You know that I am very grateful to have you as a listener for the Gary Zimak Show. Thank you so much. You're going to be in my prayers. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Remember, don't get overwhelmed by all that's taking place, by all the craziness around you. Keep one eye focused on Jesus, on getting ready to welcome him more deeply into your life. That's what we want to make sure we do during this Advent season. And again, you have questions, gary@followingthetruth.com is the place to find me. Have a wonderful weekend. May God bless you, and God willing, we'll talk to you soon.